Well, let's hope this time tomorrow morning we're talking about an unlikely victory. That is Hootson winning the King's Stand day one at Royal Ascot. Exciting times. Hi, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, guys. You're right. Yeah, the Aussie taking on the internationals in the King's Stand Stakes at Royal Ascot tonight over the 1,000 metres. She's been over there for some time. We've been getting plenty of reports from Trent Edmonds, part of the stable there, of course, with his father, the trainer, Toby Edmonds, there. So looking forward to that tonight. She's a mare that probably hasn't had a great deal of luck, has she, in the past 6 months? She's gone down in a few races where hasn't had any luck at all. And if she got the break, she probably won them and started a bit shorter than the $16 quote tonight. But obviously has some pretty formidable rivals there in the likes of Blue Point and a few others right in the market there. But we'll all watch with interest there tonight at midnight if you're staying up. But I think it's around midnight, that race, the King's Stand Stakes.
Look, I still don't – look, if I own Hootson, I wanted to go to Royal Ascot and have a runner, I think that's a tremendous thrill. I just don't know what the value is of Hootson being at Royal Ascot.
Yeah, I suppose it's the whole idea, isn't it?
Unless you get an Everest. Do you think that would make you more likely to get an Everest start if you win?
Potentially, I suppose. It's over the 1,000 metres, a couple hundred short of the Everest. But maybe, the pride of being over there, representing Australia on the big stage, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, we wish her all the best. And hopefully for the Aussies, it's a victory at Royal Ascot. I said on social media last night, it's not a carnival. I must admit, I get totally excited about. It's great having the world's best take on each other, but I must admit, on the international scene, I don't follow it religiously, so I don't really have as keen as interest as a lot of others. I'm more excited about Canterbury racing on a Wednesday, personally, because I know the horse is there and I can have a bet.
Yeah, and mate, they're big, big fields, and they win without names.
Yeah, exactly. But look, it's a great carnival, and they come from right around the world, don't they? And it's always good when we have runners there, because it creates that interest and gives Aussies a bit more of a chance to have a look at the carnival and cheer on our own hopes.
Well, talking about carnivals, the last of the Group 1s is on Saturday, the Tats Tiara.
It is, yes. And the market was out with Tab yesterday, that all-in market, and I said last week I don't mind one at double-figure odds there. She's been 15s into 13s yesterday, but look, I like the approach from the Chris Waller yard to run Egg Tart first up in the Tiara there. I know she's a horse that a lot of people would have probably sacked a while ago. She doesn't win out of turn, but one thing I love about Egg Tart is just her first up run. She's a horse that I think fresh is best for her, and if you go through her fresh runs, I mean, first up last prep, third to Winks, and then you go back in the last sort of 18 months and she's finished just on the tails of Tom Melbourne in a tramway, a Liverpool City Cup. She was in the placings there, and both of those runs, first up, she should have won. She had no luck whatsoever. So I think with even luck, she could have easily won, two of her three past first up runs and then had a third to wink. So 1,400 metres fresh is just perfect for her. If we get a little bit of rain towards the end of the week, that would be perfect. I know they're a potential shower on Friday, but either way, the Big Eagle Farm track is going to really suit her. She just brings that different form line. She's trialled super, and around the $13 mark, I thought she was worth something each way at 13s and 4s in the Tats Tiara there.
Probably suffering from my support. I thought she was going to be an absolute superstar. Egg Tart, you know.
You're right. When she took over four at three, we all thought, wow, she's going to be the next big thing, and she didn't really take off. But on her day, she's still a very, very good mare. And all those up there racing, with all due respect to them, they're very good mares. But the likes of Pahuta Kara and Multaja and Savitiano, they've been around a while. And I think on a day, Egg Tart's just as good as those.
Oh, yeah. They're running at Nowra today. I'm assuming it'll be wet down there.
Yeah, heavy 10. Yeah. Stewards report through this morning saying that the surface is deemed safe to race on. So it's going to be pretty wet there. I just thought race 7, number 5, Regis Singh, that around the 650 and 230 might be worth something small. It wasn't much between him and the favourite, Tobermory, last time out at Goulburn. And look, he's proven at 1,400 metres. He doesn't win out of turn, but he loves a wet track, as does Tobermory. I just thought at the better odds there at 650 and 230 might be worth something small each way on a pretty tricky little program there at Nowra.
Okay, good on you, Brad. Race 7, number 5, Ready, Set, Sing. $6.50 and $2.30 the place. Thanks so much for that.
Thanks, guys.